I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my family.
That's right.
Family!
Joe Pisano, Aaron Rosa, and Josh Reese.
We're all family.
Family.
Pisano.
This is a family episode for the family movie that we watched this week. I watched it twice!
Yeah.
Fast 10. Holy shit, I love these fucking movies.
They're great. Because going in, you know what you're expecting.
Yes.
We don't care about the plot. We're probably going to make fun of it later.
Absolutely.
But we don't care about... We just want to see big explosions and cars and superheroes, and we get all of that in this movie. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. This was one of my favorite Marvel movies this year.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. It was really good. It's really,
so,
really good.
It's good. So here's the... It's a big deal that they're on this number movie. Look, I have a son. My father's name is the same as my name, and I kept that legacy going. Yeah. He's the third. Yes. I would like him, I will be around, to continue it down to X. Because I want a Joseph Anthony Pisano X. When you're the 10th, I think they just give you a castle, right? Like, you're just, you've got this great royalty. So the Fast and Furious saga.
Yes.
Going through the first one, the Fast and the Furious.
It's a great name.
Yes.
Can we do this?
What?
Because I didn't know you were going to do this, but can I guess the titles?
Do you?
And see if I get them all right.
You know them. Okay.
Is this trivia? Aaron, should you play?
All right. The second movie.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
They're too fast.
Oh, shit.
They're too furious.
I don't think I'm going to get them all because they get really specific.
They get really weird.
Oh, I'm going to try. Okay. Too Fast, Too Furious. That was in Asia?
I just said that.
No, that was in Asia?
No.
That was in Miami.
Josh,
shut the fuck up for a minute, Josh.
There's so many.
This is my game.
I'm taking over.
Hey, Josh.
Take the mic.
Hey, Josh, this right now is just for family.
I'm part of the family.
Okay. So they still didn't know what they had yet.
Right.
So number three.
Three is Fast and Furious 3, Tokyo Drift.
I'll let you try it one more time because you're so close. Because you need to get it right because it's all about those words.
The Fast and the Furious 3, Tokyo Drift?
There's no three in there. There's just Fast and the Furious. This is a different thing.
Gotcha.
And this is between the first and second movies, the timeline, or before first?
No. Three is between 6 and 7.
That makes no sense.
Oh, of course.
All right. So
then we got four.
So then they go four. What are we going to do for four? Could it be Fast 4?
No, I know this.
Okay.
It's just Fast and Furious.
Okay, so take out the thes.
Yes.
Take out the thes and we have a fourth movie.
Drop the. It's cleaner.
It's still, right, exactly. Facebook.
Yeah.
So before they still were like, this is getting good. We're going to keep making these.
Yes.
Then five, when The Rock joins.
I know it.
Go ahead.
It's Fast 5.
Fast 5.
Correct.
We got five fast fuckers in this movie.
That's it.
That's it. It's clean.
Wait. Hobbs and Shaw isn't part of this 10?
No,
we know that
it's like
title.
A side movie. Get out of here.
Shit, I'm so confused.
All right, so now it's a like box office smash.
Yeah, it made The Rock's career.
Yeah, it really got him to that next level. Number six.
Is Fast 6.
It is not.
The Fast 6?
No. It is.
Fury 6?
You're all over it, but it's Fast and Furious 6.
Oh, okay.
Fast and Furious 6.
So, 7 is Fury 7?
Furious 7.
Furious 7?
Furious, the Fast and the Furious.
I always just call it Fast 7, but...
Yeah. Furious 7. 8!
I know this!
Oh!
Aaron?
I think?
Yeah.
The Fate of the Furious?
That is correct.
Yeah!
You know what? I'm glad you helped because I forgot that. Man, that's stupid. That's the worst one.
Of the Furious?
But here's the thing, though.
I remember it because of how stupid it was.
Yeah. Now listen. That's a let's wrap it up title and let's wrap it up movie.
Right. That sounds like it, right?
The Fate.
But then they said, let's wrap it up again with 9.
9 is just Fast 9, right?
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's F9.
Colon?
Fuck.
This is tough.
We go to space.
Yeah.
The beginning of
F9, colon.
F9, the Fast. We went to fucking space.
The Fast SpaceX. No, the Fast Saga.
The Fast Saga.
Again, a title that wraps it up. First you have the fate of them. Now you have here's the saga.
Right.
The end of an era.
No. Nope.
The end.
Nope. And this but one is just...
Except it's not.
This one is just Fast X, right?
This one, yeah. Like, now Fast they were X. Like, we did it, gentlemen. We got to the X movie.
Yeah.
So now it's just... Fast X.
No other.
X is cool.
Nothing else, right? Just Fast X.
So is the next
Fast
one
X.
Fast X 2?
Fast X Part 2. Yeah.
Part
2.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Rumors. Go. Everyone, I want to hear ideas. We're in the meeting.
We can't yet. It's
no.
Oh, for the title?
Just for the title. You don't have to give spoilers that. Just for the title. I'm going to say...
Oh, no. I've got it.
Fuck.
No.
11.
Here we go. Here we go. Fast 11, Dead Man's Reckoning.
Might be two Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know what? I'm surprised after 10 movies.
I can't believe that hasn't happened yet, to be honest.
After 10 movies, I'm surprised the word family's not in any of the titles.
Oh, it's my God, it's not.
It's got to be Fast 11, Family.
Family.
Oh, it has to be.
Like, the last one has to be Family. Now.
Right.
Now.
The last one?
Now, isn't originally, this was going to be the 13? Last one, but now Vin Diesel said that it might be a three-parter, which means 12 would be the last one.
Hold on.
Until they make another one.
Hot take.
A three-parter?
Here's a Joey hot take. Ready?
Okay.
I'm 48 years old.
Uh-huh.
The last movie will not be in my lifetime.
That's probably
Fight me. Fight me if you think I'm wrong.
To be fair, it won't be in Vin Diesel's lifetime.
I bet you, but I wouldn't get the
money.
Well, Joe, this becomes a competition.
I can put it in my will. Yeah. I could do F1. So you have FF and the ones in there. Okay. F1.
Well,
that's the title of this movie.
Joe, this just becomes a competition of who's going to die first, you or Vin Diesel.
No, that's
not. No.
I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, but you can make this without him. You're making it without Brian.
Very true. I mean, Little B, he's going to be the main character in Fast 1.
Yeah, but
right?
I think when he grows up, Vin Diesel will just play him.
from a ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he'll just play his son.
Oh,
he'll
shit.
Be like, hey, I'm 21 years old. What the fuck?
We
you fucking like, high.
Look, we're right. A time jump.
We all understand we're going to be watching a sequel to this movie in 20 years starring LeBron James's son.
Fast 40.
Fast
what's
20
funny is,
starring LeBron James' kid.
Yeah, what's funny is Joe is like, hey, is LeBron James' son in this movie?
Bronny.
And he showed me this Instagram video on the Fast Instagram, and it shows Bronny playing basketball, and then like it cuts from the movie to him playing basketball. And it was just like, what? No, this wasn't in the fucking movie.
No.
It's just a weird ad that they did.
No, that's because Bronny wants to be playing basketball when LeBron is playing basketball.
Right.
Well, yeah.
So that's, family. Yeah.
That's their goal.
He's joining the NBA family in 2 years.
That's true. In 2 years?
Because he has to do a college.
He's got
to
do his college year. And this is LeBron. Next year's LeBron's last Lakers year. So I think literally what he's going
to
do is
he'll go
whoever,
to the team that
whoever gets my son, I'm going to go to.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah, it's the lottery of lotteries.
But I would do that to play with my son. I mean, that's the one thing.
LeBron James is going to play with the Wizards for his last season.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
Or like, no, what if it's the Knicks? What if the Knicks have the first pick? And LeBron's like, all right, have fun, son. Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, have fun. Have fun, bro.
Well, what? I mean, he loses, so that would be perfect for the Knicks.
Yeah, it's true.
They've been doing that for a long time.
No spoilers yet. I will say I did see the movie twice. On Thursday, I saw it in the 4DX, if you haven't done it, don't do it. It fucks you up, man.
Yeah.
Like, it rocks you and shakes you, and I didn't think it was going to be that insane, but it rocks, like, a whole row of people at once. It's fucking crazy, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all right, we're going to talk more about Fast 10 later.
Oh, we'll get to that.
I have a fuck ton of notes, and I'm sure we all have a lot of interesting opinions about this movie.
Yeah.
I think there are some, yeah.
Yeah. But first, we have to cover the news and rumors, a.k.a. the Hollywood hogwash. So, Disney Plus confirmed that season 2 of Loki will premiere on October 6th. So we still got a ways to go.
We've got a sounder for that, right?
What's that?
Come on.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because I have to wait.
Oh, fair.
I meant because it's a long ways away.
Yeah.
You know, the Jets will be 5-0 by then.
Let's go.
What timeline are you in?
Fuck you, Josh.
Honestly, if we're ever going to do the sports podcast, it needs to start with week one of the NFL season.
That's it. And then it'll end by week six.
Six, seven, we're done. They're like 1-5.
Fuck this team.
They had a hard schedule, okay?
Yeah. But the big question is, will Kang be there? Because we've heard the reports about the actor,
oh my God, right.
Jonathan Majors, and there's bye-bye. Rumors that they edited him out of this season, but he's the antagonist of season two. I can't see that happening, no matter what.
Right.
You know, if Ezra Miller can stay in the fucking Flash movie.
Well, I don't think he did as bad as Jonathan Majors. But
we know more about Ezra Miller.
But
Ezra Miller had an underage girl.
Did
you know,
he?
Yeah, that was alleged.
He tried to fight the Ku Klux Klan.
That might be a good thing.
I thought he stole a bottle of liquor from old people.
No, he did way worse.
One of many things.
I don't think
who hasn't done that?
I think he'll still be in it. I don't think they're going to edit him out. But it is interesting to see. Unless a video comes out of him beating a woman up.
That character, though, has kind of been set up to be able to be anything and anybody, too, right?
Sure, but at the end of Ant-Man, you saw a million of him, and they were all Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
They had the great chance to where they could have made 100 different versions of him being different character, different people.
Yeah. Right, and we've talked about this before, how Spider-Man No Way Home, you had 3 different actors playing Peter Parker. Why didn't they do that with Doctor Strange, with Elizabeth Olsen? Like, why didn't you do it with everyone? But no, Spider-Man's the only guy that they don't look the same.
Yeah. Right, right,
Look, time heals all wounds. We can just have Ray Rice as Kang.
Jesus, Aaron. How much have you fucking
That's
drunk?
Too far. Okay, I'm taking Ray the mic. Rice. I'm taking the microphone, Aaron.
That's like 12 years ago.
Not only was that offensive,
he's
that
here
was
for
also
the sports
dated.
Side. Yeah.
Speaking of The Flash, though, legendary author Stephen King, not Kang, Stephen King saw an early screening of The Flash, and despite not caring much for superhero movies, he said it was heartfelt, funny, and eye-popping.
I mean, this is good news, right? We've heard nothing but good things about
it. I mean, if someone who says, I don't like superhero movies, but I thought this was great, then yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, i.e. Michael Keaton.
Michael fucking Keaton.
That's
Tom Cruise, who is a literal superhero, also said he liked it, didn't he? Like early on in the process?
Did he?
I believe he did.
No, if Josh says it, I trust nothing anymore.
Okay, real quick.
A lot of people say
that. Corrections? Yes, can we do corrections first?
Yes.
What are corrections? Apologies
to our audience. Last week, Josh gave us
the Emmy nominees.
The Emmy nominations.
Oh, so he thought.
For the year, and Joe was even like, I don't know, that seems a little early.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been confirmed that those were not the official Emmy nominations.
It was Deadline. I can't help but read Deadline news.
I thought you said it was like Variety's.
Variety.
It was Variety's picks.
Maybe it was Deadspin.
Emmy's picks.
Maybe
whatever.
It was Deadspin. I might have got the website wrong.
Title even said our way too early Emmy nominations.
Yeah.
I think you guys are reading a different website.
Okay.
I read the right one. I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
But you think so?
I'm pretty sure.
Fucking Michael Keaton.
No.
No, you did not.
You're pushing What's Wrong With Wrestling buttons.
Well, they're relevant.
I know, I'm kidding. But no, we also watched the Flash trailer before Fast 10, and Aaron never saw the new one
where
Michael Keaton says, you want to get nuts?
Let's get nuts.
And I recorded his reaction to it, so I will have to post it. Look for it on the Hollywood Hogwash.
What'd you think about the trailer, Aaron?
Dude, I'm so excited about that movie. Like, nobody's had one bad thing to say about this movie.
Very excited. So, yeah, follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, at Hollywood Hog Pod, because we're going to post Aaron's reaction. It should be fun. He's, like, kicking the seat in front of him. There was an old lady there.
Is that why that old lady moved?
Yes.
Fucking shit.
I know we don't have the super comic people here, but...
Aaron's a super comic person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, did DC have, like Marvel had a lot of this kind of timeline stuff, right, in the comics? Did DC do all this, or are they just completely ripping off Marvel right now?
No, this is part of the comic book storyline.
This is Flashpoint.
This is the Flashpoint.
There were different Batman, different things? Okay.
Yes. Dude, in Flashpoint, there's an alternate timeline where Bruce dies, the parents live, So Bruce Wayne, the child, is murdered.
Sure.
And that makes Thomas Wayne become Batman.
Correct. Oh, I've seen this.
It makes Martha Wayne become the Joker.
And that's why I am
Oh my God.
That's why I'm so excited about this movie, because Andrew and I were, I was saying, no, they're going to do Thomas Wayne.
I don't think so.
And yeah. Andrew was like, no.
So real quick, before, hold on, real quick, before, because Joe doesn't know this yet, but before the second trailer came out, these two guys were saying that Michael Keaton was going to be Thomas Wayne because it's the Flashpoint thing. And of course, I told them, you know.
Fucking mother!
Yes. Listen, I can't help
and
it.
And then we saw it. I fucking told you. He's not going to be anyone than Bruce Wayne. It's Michael Keaton. They want to see him be Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, it's disappointing. But it's okay.
It's not disappointing. But you want the same Batman that you saw 30 fucking years ago.
Right, and that's also why this is so exciting, because they're not doing Thomas Wayne. They're not doing Martha Wayne. They're going fucking rogue. Who knows what they're going to do with
it? It's not like they copied the Infinity Saga completely from the comics. They changed a whole fuck ton of things.
Well, that's true. That's true. Right.
They didn't have enough characters.
In the fucking comics, Thanos did it because he was in love with death.
Marvel has the power to go get John Krasinski and let him be Mr. Fantastic for that one scene or whatever, that part of that movie. You know, I love DC needs to just empty the vault. I don't know how much money they have. And have Christian Bale make an appearance as Batman in this movie if you're going to have different Batman.
I mean, that would be great.
You'd have to. Insane. You'd almost have to.
I would bust the most nuts I've ever busted.
You'd almost be busting as bad as the Spider-Man moment.
Yes.
So I think that would be incredible.
I'm just going to say, I've been hearing some reports that they have been withholding the post-credits scenes.
Oh my God.
From the advance screeners.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
That would be great.
So who knows what that's going to be?
Josh,
you beautiful son of a bitch. I hope that's true, because that would mean that they're setting up some amazing shit.
This is DC's time to shine. They got James Gunn.
Right.
You know, he's made some great Marvel movies. He's a fantastic fucking writer, director, everything. Yeah. Now he's done The Suicide Squad, Peacemaker. Now he's going to finally give us a Superman that we could actually like.
Oh, my
God. It's
going
to be great.
Yeah.
And hopefully a new Batman. Also, Aaron's not going to like this, but early reviews of Indiana Jones 5 have not been good.
Why are you not going to like this? The last one was dog shit.
No, because the reviews have not been good. So I'm saying like...
Oh, because you're hoping it would be good?
Yeah.
I know. We all do. It's Indiana Jones, but they ruined it. You're just doing too many now. I do love the Fleabag actress and the fact that she's in it. Hopefully she's going to be hilarious and make this movie enjoyable. But
Yeah,
the way this whole thing ends is 5 is going to be better than 4.
It has to be.
But
still worse.
It's still way behind the first
3. It has
to
be better.
Yes.
I never even saw 4.
It's
I just know that he jumped in a refrigerator to avoid
a
nuclear blast.
And that's all anybody knows.
And aliens. Yeah.
Maybe they should, and aliens, they should just put Indiana Jones in the Fast franchise.
Oh, I mean, eventually everyone will be, right?
What would he do with that whip in this movie franchise? Oh my God.
Your only mistake was you let me have my whip.
Yeah.
Spoiler, Josh!
If you could save the world with a car, what can you do with a whip?
He's part of the family. Also, Deadline reports that Yukio and Negasonic Teenage Warhead are returning for Deadpool 3.
Sure.
Yay. We already heard that Colossus, Vanessa, Peter, Blind Al, and Dopinder will be returning as well. So that's great news. Basically, everyone is returning except for, what's his name? The bartender.
That
comedian.
God damn it.
The comedian.
TJ Miller.
Yeah. TJ Miller.
Yeah. Why? Right.
Him and Ryan Reynolds had a falling out.
Yeah. What? Oh, come on. Ryan Reynolds is a sweetheart.
I think it's also because TJ Miller got canceled a few years back.
Yeah, he got in trouble for something.
And in an interview, Ryan Reynolds was like, no, he's not coming back.
I think with the casting, even though that this is going to be associated with Marvel now, it's telling you that this is still going to be a fucking Deadpool movie.
Of course.
All the fucking dead people are coming back. Don't think that this is going to be no PC Marvel movie.
It's still
going to be a fucking hardcore strap-on Deadpool movie.
Like, I want to see Wolverine, like, interact with all these characters as well.
Right.
Well, you're going to. You better.
Uh-huh. Again, it's the... Like, that's the most anticipated movie for me.
After Batman? after Flash?
Maybe even more so.
Maybe.
Deadpool and Wolverine? I mean, my God.
He's been talking about him for two movies.
Yes.
Down Under.
Can't fucking wait.
That's a real Sophie's Choice. Like, yeah. Is it the Flash movie with Keaton as Batman, or is it Deadpool 3 with Wolverine?
If I had to pick one. Oof. But see, here's the thing. We've seen a trailer for The Flash. We don't know, you know, there's not even a trailer for Deadpool. They haven't filmed anything yet.
They haven't even started filming yet?
No. But like, I think I would choose Deadpool Wolverine. It's fresher.
I have to pick Flash, but
yeah.
Like, it's a coin toss. It's really close.
But it's really close.
It's a coin toss, yeah.
Speaking of things that don't need more sequels, in an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I said the Terminator series is not done.
And the reporter said, no.
Someone has to come up with a great idea. They did. With the first two movies.
Yeah,
it's been 30 years since we've had a good Terminator movie. Let it die. Yeah. Stop it. In your words, Arnold, stop it.
So he said, it's not done.
Yeah.
But hey, will someone please come up with a great idea? Right.
Come on.
Because I don't have one.
I want to make $20 million.
Yeah.
I need it. I have got a lot of kids.
I mean.
And I've got more maids that are going to sue me.
But I mean, there's no chance this movie's done.
Did you see the maid that I had sex with? She looked like Andre the Giant.
Jesus.
But when your balls are full, your balls are full. You know what I mean, guys?
I mean, I guess I'll see it in the Arnold movie on Netflix.
Yeah. That's right. What do you got, Josh?
I've just got a couple things. First up, I have an update to Bullet Train 2.
Oh, yes! Thank you.
Which is happening. It's in with Sony Pictures. Mm. Brad Pitt, Sandra Bullock will both be returning.
Awesome.
And according to GiantFreakingRobot.com, where'd her name go?
Okay.
Margot Robbie is in talks to also star.
We'll see. Giant Freaking Robot does
some good things, but not all the time.
Sometimes they make shit up. We'll see. That'd be cool. It'd be cool if like Sandra Bullock's in the whole movie this time and it's more like a buddy.
Right. Him and
action adventure.
Him and her trying to, you know, get away.
They've done movies before, so.
Right, but also, I mean, we haven't heard that Ryan Reynolds is attached to it yet, but you would imagine that he's going to be attached to it as well.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if they can get him.
Yeah. I'm still looking for...
Busiest guy in Hollywood.
More news, so I'll keep up. I'll keep y'all guys updated on that more I find. In the next couple months.
You think Bullet Train news is going to break while we're in this room?
Next couple months. I will always be looking for Bullet Train news.
Bullet Train was fucking great.
But one of the,
you got to see it if you haven't.
One of the stories that I wish that they would do is, you know, if they would expand this universe, I'd love to see Tangerine and Lemon's like backstory.
A prequel?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
That would be amazing.
Were great.
Yes. Yes.
It's most awesome. I mean, yeah, I would say probably because every universe now, or every movie that is successful has a universe.
Right, exactly.
The Bullet Train universe, the BTU.
I like it. I like it. I think we just coined it.
I like it. It's great.
So for Justified fans, I know me and Andrew are Justified fans.
We all are.
Yes.
All four
Everyone
of us.
Everyone. Just, okay. So, okay.
Amazing.
We're going to be adding this to our Patreon, I guess.
We'll see.
But Justified Primeval will be coming out on July 18th.
Woo!
Yes,
July 18th is Bats.
There is a slight teaser online. It's basically him kind of following his hat and picking it up in front of a bus.
Speaking of like U.S. Marshals with superpowers, he's basically a superhero in this show.
Well,
every season is, we got to kill Raylan Givens. Yep. You fucked up, guy. You fucked up.
You picked the wrong person.
No, Justified is a great show.
I really like this setting. He's going to be in Detroit, so he's going to be up against, you know, actual fucking gangsters and stuff like that. You know, it's going to be interesting. We're going to see him away from Tennessee or Kentucky. Where was it? Tennessee?
No, Kentucky. Yeah, Kentucky.
Okay, so the last thing I have is James Gunn was speaking with GQ Magazine and shared his top 5 comic book movies. Of course, sans Guardians of the Galaxy, because, you know,
he didn't include his movies.
Right. Those would be, I'm sure, in his top 5. But his top 5 was Deadpool, which I thought was kind of nice.
Okay.
Old Boy. I've never seen that. Apparently, it's based on a manga. Old Boy? No.
Old Boy is a a Chinese or Japanese film, and then Spike Lee remade it. I'm sure he's talking about the original.
Maybe.
Yeah.
History of Violence. I never saw that.
That doesn't count.
No?
That's not a superhero movie. It's
That's
a comic.
Marvel? That was
no,
Marvel?
No, he said comic book.
Oh, comic book.
Yeah.
The other one was the original Superman, Richard Donner's Superman from 1979.
Yeah. Okay.
And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Is this number one? Or these are just...
These are just unranked, but they're top five. So
well, that fucking kind of movie comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that one, too. So
we've heard rumors that Tobey Maguire might be in it as his character.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the Spider-Verse, so I mean, you're going to get fucking everyone. The only one that won't be back is Nicolas Cage, unfortunately.
It's a cartoon, so it'd be interesting to see if, like, you know what I mean? Because if he just says he's Spider-Man, you got to notice his voice. Not like I'm the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
So that's pretty much all I got.
Let me show you one more thing because a trailer came out for this video game, Dead by Daylight. And we don't talk about video games, but it's necessary in this case. So let me set this up real quick.
There's nothing more powerful.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
An imagination. Shape the fabric of reality, transforming everything you may think you know.
Is that Nicolas Cage?
Who is that?
Holy shit!
Oh!
I thought that was his voice.
Look at him! That's him at 30!
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage isn't Dead by Daylight.
Wait, what the?
I just wanted to show that real quick.
So what is Dead by Daylight?
I think it's zombies, right? Or aliens?
I have no clue, Aaron.
It's like a horror action game,
I think. This is the fifth one? Dead is that why it showed a five?
Yeah, I think so.
So this isn't like a downloadable character. He's actually going to be
the
like
the star of the fucking game.
This is the trailer for the game.
You are Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is 30 and 50 at the same time.
Look at that. That's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
I can't wait for like a zombie to come. Whoa, zombie!
Yeah. It's a zombie! Or no, I think that by Daylight is... Dead by Daylight's aliens, right?
Is it aliens? I have no idea. Wow.
Whatever it is.
Wow.
Now I have to play it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Patreon episode?
Patreon episode, maybe.
Play it, yeah.
I just wanted to show you guys that because I saw that and I got excited.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is in a video game.
His comeback is real.
Nick Cage.
Imagine that. After that, he only stars in video games, but he makes millions of dollars again because it's fucking video games.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I would love to know what he got paid for that.
Wow.
Because that's a big video game franchise for sure. But yeah, so that's all for the Hollywood Hogwash. So we could talk about family now.
X.
Family.
Fast X. 67 million domestic. But over 300 million globally.
Right. So it's already made its money back in 2 days.
Yeah. We talked about earlier how like it's not big domestic, but F9 did 70 domestic opening weekend.
Right.
So, you know, post COVID, I guess not as many people in the US are running out to see.
But you're not, those don't include Sunday's numbers, today's numbers.
No, but that's the projection.
Oh, the projection.
After Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Got it.
And they're usually only off by a little bit. Yeah. Like, you know, it might be 70 tomorrow with the official number, but yeah. Still, it's done well, obviously. Yeah,
very well. Interesting.
I wonder what fast.
I just know, like, this is like graduation weekend for Houston. And Houston's, you know, the fourth largest city. So I'm just wondering, like, is it that way for the rest of the country? It's a tough time. Because I think it could do just as much next weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
Well, yeah. I mean, not only that, once you mix in the box offices from around the world, I mean, this is... Easily close to a billion-dollar movie.
It's mostly the U.S. that we talk about.
I mean, what the fuck, America? We're going to let China beat us on Fast X? It's amazing.
Well, they do have like five times the people.
So Fast 8 or The Fate of the Furious, this is pre-COVID. I think this was 2019. It did 98 million domestic.
Yeah.
That's a lot
But still,
of money.
That one made over $1 billion. But yeah, so to start the movie, we get a Fast 5 recap. Of the end scene with the fucking safe where they killed, like, you know, tens of thousands of people,
like,
easily.
Too long of a recap?
We need to
see the entire scene?
Long. Well, they redid the whole thing by adding Jason Momoa to the thing, which, by the way...
I kind of like the way they do that.
Yeah.
It was cool. By the way, Jason Momoa was fantastic in this movie.
Oh my God.
He knows what the game is. You know, we've never really had that interesting of a villain in the Fast and Furious franchise. Jason Statham was the villain in 7, but he was just a badass.
Right.
He wasn't like interesting. You know, you're not going to want to see him cut a monologue or anything.
No.
He's just like, I'm here to kill you.
Yeah.
And today's the day I die.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about Jason Momoa for a second?
Yeah.
Is playing the Joker.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I didn't know this was a DC Universe film.
And Vin Diesel is his Batman. And throughout this whole movie, there's so many times where he could have easily killed Vin Diesel.
Right.
And he chose not to because the Joker doesn't kill Batman. You're just too much fun.
Yeah. I don't want to kill you.
No, this was the Joker if the Joker had a hard-on for cars. That's basically what it was.
Yes.
And the wild thing is, all four of us knew this was the Joker, and we were all good with it.
Good with it.
Oh, my God.
Because Momoa's amazing.
No.
Like, did we know he was amazing like this?
No.
Like, he was kind of cool as Aquaman, I guess.
Cool, yeah.
Kind of, right. But no, him this as a bad guy, adding some flair. God. This is the second best Joker to Heath Ledger.
Maybe.
I feel like he's...
Well, seriously. Jack Nicholson.
Well, he's funnier than Jack Nicholson, to be honest.
He kind of reminded
me... He's got so much sass.
In a way, I know we just talked about it, but he kind of reminded me of, like, Nicolas Cage in Face Off. Because he's just going for it.
Yeah.
He's just, like, up, like, turn it up to 11. He's just wild.
Yeah.
Fucking wild. But he's great.
He was so good, his character, the things he was saying, his reactions to things. When he was holding the girl... And he was like, yes, I do.
Yeah,
or whatever he said.
Yeah, no, it was awesome.
I'm like, oh my God, great.
One little Easter egg we saw for all the Barry fans out there.
For 5 seconds.
The actor that plays Cristobal in Barry has like, I guess he was an extra in Fast Five. He was like the main bad guy's driver. It's fucking hilarious. We're like, Cristobal, yes!
In my mind, Cristobal survived and he swam and then he ended up joining the Colombian mob.
Maybe.
That's what I think.
Well, Jason Momoa also got knocked into the water.
That's right. Exactly.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
So he then became Aquaman.
That's exactly right.
And that's why it took him 10 years to plan this revenge.
10 years.
10 years. So we go back to the present day, and, you know, Dominic Toretto is teaching his, you know, 10-year-old son how to drift, of course.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. You got to teach your son how to drift and drive like a fucking asshole. And then we meet the rest of the family. They still live in that shitty house that blew up in Fast 7, by the way.
Right. That was my thing.
They're all multimillionaires.
Right.
They're all filthy fucking rich. They still live in that shitty house.
Right.
Well, and they have tons of...
This is where I grew up.
And they have so many enemies.
Yes.
Like, exactly.
They all know nice where mansion. They live.
Yeah.
Hey, ever since Statham blew up your house in 7, maybe you should move.
Right.
Get off the grid a little bit.
He blew up their house?
Yes, the house blew up.
And then
up.
By the end of that movie, he was at dinner with them?
No, that eight, by the end of 8, he was he was at dinner with them.
Wow.
Not only that, Joe, so they rebuilt the house, but they're like, let's not do any upgrades. Let's rebuild the house and make it exactly
It's like the end of Batman Begins, where it's like, rebuild it just the way it was, brick for brick. Oh, Master Wayne, I think we should make some improvements. Fuck that.
Yeah.
We just need a house.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Batcave, what?
Can anybody tell me Jason Statham's role in Fast 7 and why they fought? And why they forgave him?
Well, they fought because he killed Han, or so they thought.
Oh, okay.
Because he did try to kill Han.
Yeah.
And they fought. And then in Fast 8, he helped Vin Diesel save his son.
Oh, that's
his
all baby. It takes. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why.
And did Han ever explain in the last movie why he's alive?
Maybe, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Not a good job of it.
Who cares?
Yeah, no. Who cares?
Well, that's the thing about the Fast movies. No one ever remembers the plot or anything. They just remember the amazing shit that they do with cars.
But look, that's happened so many times, and we're going to talk about it because it's happening more in this franchise, where someone dies, then they're gone for years.
Years.
Michelle Rodriguez was gone for many movies.
Yeah.
And then she came back.
She was dead. Han was dead. And then someone else. Who we all kind of knew was, once Han's back, anything goes.
Of course.
And I was like, well, there's some big box office people that are out there right now.
And also we had a Tinder advertisement, a Tinder product placement.
Yes.
Like as if they're not doing well. Han's Tinder profile.
And by the way, Tinder of all? Like, Tinder's basically the hookup app now.
Right. Han seems to be doing really well on Tinder, too.
Yeah. I mean, if you're
connected,
if you're that rich, you probably don't need Tinder.
No.
There's probably a different app.
Sure. On Fox,
secret
guys.
App for on Fox.
There is an app to have sex with celebrities and famous people.
Yeah.
Not that I would know. What's next?
So we have dinner with Familia and with the grandma, with Dom's mom. She's like, oh, Familia. It's like she's the only non-famous person in this whole fucking movie.
Who?
The right. Dom's mom.
Oh, I'm afraid she's very famous.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
She's famous. You're just
Loretta...
Rita Moreno.
Rita Moreno, thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's her?
Yeah.
Yep. Holy shit.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Wow, she got old.
She's very old. That's who she is.
She's very old.
She's famous for being old?
Yes. Well,
now she is.
Well, yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I didn't recognize her. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And then Paul Walker's wife is there, but not him.
Yeah.
Everyone drinks Corona, by the way. So don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We know this. Everybody.
Everyone drinks Corona and has the label out as they drink it.
Yeah.
And Han tells Dom, you know, oh, pretty soon your son's going to be better at racing than all of us. And,
right.
And Dom's like, that's the whole point. And it's like, really? Why do you want your son to street race?
Yeah, what are you
doing? You're worth $100 million.
Horrible family.
Why do you want your son to race cars?
You're a horrible father.
Okay, so again, Brian, Paul Walker's wife is there, not him. Dom's mom tells him to honor Brian's memory. But he's not dead!
But he is.
Paul Walker's dead.
No.
Brian is not dead in the movies.
I think that he died and they just didn't cover it.
Wait.
That's not how movies work.
Wait.
It's part of the story.
Wait.
That's not how this works.
They did it off screen.
Brian's wife looks like she's having the time of her life.
Hold on.
Did her child die too?
She moved on.
Paul Walker drove away from Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That signifies
he didn't drive to heaven. He didn't drive off a cliff. Which, by the way, Vin Diesel drove off a cliff in Fast 7 and didn't die.
Andrew, they've done this before. They did it just off camera and off script.
You have to say something. There has to be some explanation. He's looking at pictures of Brian. He's like, he's crying. And she's like, you will honor his memory. Huh?
Well, yeah. No. What happened was...
I get it. Paul Walker's dead. But then you should have killed his character, too.
Right.
He's not dead. He's lost. He drove off, and they've never been able to find him since.
Yeah.
And his wife's there, and she's super happy. Like, she's not crying over Brian.
Well, I mean, but she's not looking at a...
You didn't know him like I did. Well, I fucked him more times.
Well, I hope that, like, if someone important dies in your life, you don't just cry every minute of the rest of your life.
Well, Dominic Toretto does.
Well, because you're looking at pictures. He saw pictures in the garage. Oh, he's my guy.
You got to have some explanation.
I agree.
Some.
I'm just, or it's just it's 100%.
Just, or, like, it's just like wrestling where it's just, like, it's just kayfabe and that you're We're just moving supposed on. To know.
Yeah.
But whatever. So, because they just want to honor him in every movie. They want to give Paul Walker some
every movie.
One little moment every movie going forward. It's like, hey, remember him? He was here.
Yeah.
And then Dominic tells his sleeping son, you will be better than me. It's like, yeah.
Set the bar real low there, Dom.
That won't be that hard to do. You're a piece of shit.
Everyone is. Everyone's better than you.
And then they also showed the wedding photo of Dom in the wife beater. All in white. Michelle Rodriguez, Letty, is all in white. She's
beautiful
in a white
dress. Yeah.
He's in white pants,
and a fucking white
shoes,
beater.
And a white wife beater for the wedding.
And he's like, to be fair, this is my best shirt.
Yeah.
Not only that, I wanted to get to this. When they were having their family meal, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's wearing, you know, nice clothes or whatever. Yes. But Toretto's wearing, like, you know, a work shirt, and it says Toretto.
His mechanic shirt. Yes. You're not a mechanic anymore.
No. Yeah.
Stop it.
And why would he wear his name tag? Everyone knows who he is.
We should have heard, like, ding, ding. He's like, oh, there's some customer here. I'll be right back.
At the house?
Yeah, at the house.
Someone wants a tuna fish sandwich.
The old school. Oh, shit. I got to come back to dinner. I got to work on a carburetor.
And, like, when they're in bed together and, like, they're, you know, they're kissing and Vin Diesel's just the worst actor. Like, Michelle Rodriguez has to be thinking, like, how the fuck do I have to act? How do I act with this fucking guy?
She closes her eyes and she just thinks of her bank account. Like, my family's taken care of.
I'm afraid of losing my family.
Vin Diesel's like, how would a straight man act with a woman in bed?
That's what I mean, exactly.
I think she would avoid all of her nice parts.
I'm just going right? to use my fingers a little right? bit. Just kind of tap her legs a little bit.
I think they pat them on the top of their head.
I find that offensive.
That's right. So then Charlize Theron shows up at Dom's front door, tells him all about Jason Momoa, and we get a little flashback of what happened there. And I thought Jason Momoa was great in this scene as well. This was like really our first scene where he's awesome.
Yeah.
Because in the recap of Fast Five, he was just like, you know, the guy's son and he sucked. But he shows up and he has Charlize's men turn on her by kidnapping their family members. He's like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Brian and Jeff and Kevin's dad.
Lays Adam's smart plan. Full Joker mode. Full
oh,
Joker.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
Fucking genius.
Yeah.
And then he kills one guy and he's like, they all had something to take except that poor bastard. Not yeah. even a kitty cat.
Exactly.
So fucking good.
So good.
Like, how does everyone else's dialogue terrible, but Jason Momoa's is?
Yeah.
Because I think it's he just so improvised a lot, maybe.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
You know what? I'm thinking back to that 500 page. Treatment that he wrote for Aquaman 2, yeah. Maybe it might have not been so bad.
Right.
Maybe not have been so
right.
bad.
Yeah.
Fucking actors. And then I also liked his line where he tells her, you know, you want to control the world. I just want to punish it. It's like, that seems like something the Punisher would say.
Frank.
Some men just want to watch the world die.
That's true. And then Charlize has an awesome fight scene with her men, like going in the elevator falling and... Somehow
she shoots
that
the
guy
cable
gets
off to yes. make sure it falls. Otherwise, she's about to die. So
yes. And then later back at Dom's house, I think it's what's his name's son? Clint Eastwood's son, I think.
Yeah, Scott Eastwood. It was him.
He walks in and he tells Dom, he's like, she lost 6 pints of blood. A normal person dies in 4.
Yeah. So again, another superhero.
They're all superheroes and supervillains.
Yeah.
And then like we find out that Tyrese agreed to this heist in Rome. And it's like, but they're so rich. Why do you need to take these random jobs and risk your life? Maybe they're just addicted to it.
It's not just random jobs. You have to understand, they've established themselves as superheroes, not supervillains.
Yeah.
Even though they've had heists before.
Right.
They're good guys.
Yeah.
So who are they robbing and why? They give us no backstory.
No, nothing.
Is there anybody in the history of the world that fell into a better gig than Tyrese?
Oh,
where is Tyrese today without this franchise? He's working at Burger King, right?
Hold on. Hold on. You're leaving out Ludacris, who hasn't been relevant since like 97 before this.
So at least Ludacris had music royalties.
Ludacris got his he's got his own thing going on, but Tyrese?
Yeah.
Ludacris was rich before these movies, but yeah, I mean, he's far more wealthier now. But yeah, Tyrese, what would he be doing, my God?
Well, working at Burger King, I told you.
My whole thing about this scene was, I thought they worked for like the agency, right?
They thought it was an agency job.
Oh, okay. They thought it was an agency job.
Because then later, okay. they're like, he's working for you. And he's like, me? Well, I don't have a fucking job in Rome.
And the agency is the U.S. government or is it a private agency? I hope it's a private agency that just kind of does good deeds.
I mean, no, it's the fucking government.
Well, a lot of them get murdered by these good guys throughout this
film.
They
sure do.
What is the government?
It's explained later. What is the... Yeah. Like, it's explained later. The agency turned its back on everything good. And now that Mr. Nobody's gone and we don't know where he is, he's nowhere.
Right.
And everything went to hell.
Damn it, Kurt Russell.
So they do the heist and... Like Ludacris and Ramsey jump on the fucking truck and they hijack the truck, but there's a giant bomb in the back of the truck. It's all set up by Jason Momoa or Dante. And they flip the truck and the bomb rolls all over the city of Rome.
Before we get to that, can we just talk about how similar this bomb looked to
the Dark Knight Rises?
Dark Knight Rises.
Exactly.
It's a 30 pound neutron bomb.
Dude, yeah. there were lines in this movie that they're copying from the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
Like, even when they flip the truck with the wire and it flips forward, you know what I mean? Like, there were so many things. Then we have this fucking bomb that rolls forever. And sure, some of it, there's like a decline, but there's plenty of times where like they're just going straight and the bomb's rolling. Does the bomb have a gas pedal? Is the bomb a car? Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
It had a little something to it. Had some nitrous.
But here's where this movie trumps the Dark Knight. Whenever this during this whole scene when there's a car that's about to skid off the edge. We've got to crash into it to stop it and save the people. Yeah. The bomb's rolling on fire through the street. We have to blow up the bomb to save the city.
I think this bomb took longer to explode than in The Dark Knight Rises.
It did.
I'm pretty sure.
That's right. Can we talk about bomb being on fire? It doesn't explode. I mean, come on.
It runs into fuel.
Oh, yeah.
It runs over some like fuel.
And then they're
some
like,
gas pumps.
The CGI to keep this fire going is expensive. Let's throw it in a pond on its way down the street.
Also, the cops were shooting at the bomb to try to stop it.
Stop the bomb. Let's shoot it.
Shoot the bomb.
Our bullets will slow it down.
Like, the bomb's about to crush this old lady, so Vin Diesel hits the bomb so that it doesn't crush the old lady with her dogs.
Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah. Superhero movies, right? As Vin Diesel's driving along, yeah. He keeps on, like, running into, like, bodegas or whatever, so the part of the building will fall, but not on people, so the fire blocks it.
Yeah.
Letty also chases after Dante, and then Dante, he's so strong, he's a supervillain. He kicks a light pole with his foot. And the whole thing just fucking falls.
Right.
And there was a really good shot of Letty like jumping over that with her motorcycle.
Yeah.
That was a cool shot.
Yeah.
And then Momoa gets away and the cops arrest Letty.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Okay.
Then Dom creatively knocks the bomb in the water. He hits this crane.
Were you not thinking Rocket League when he was doing
this?
Oh
my God. Yes!
With the giant ball.
I leaned over to Andrew and said, oh my God, this is a Rocket League fan's dream.
For sure.
It's mine. It's one of my favorite fucking games.
Yeah.
So he hits this crane, then the crane hits the bomb, knocks him in the water. The bomb explodes. And I mean, it did some damage.
Yeah.
But like, they never said anyone died.
I think they literally said. There were no fatalities on the news.
Yeah, didn't they say nobody died?
Nobody died. You knock a nuke in the water, everything's fine.
Well, whether it's a nuke or just a megaton bomb, it would, you saw the damage. Plus, what about all those restaurants and people that it hit in its journey down to the water?
It's fine.
Had to be a minimum 300 deaths.
I was thinking at least 1,000,
So much property damage. All these people
are homeless.
And Dom
was like cutting down like these apron things so that they wouldn't get burned by the fire. Because, you know, a piece of cloth apron is going to stop a fire bomb.
And that is... The bomb blast knocks his car into this wall like fucking hard.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, drives away.
Well, his cars are, they're future proof.
They're made with Wolverine's adamantium.
Yes. Clearly.
Yes. Yeah. So everyone, by the way, they all get labeled as terrorists because Jason Momoa, like, he's like, oh, send this to the agency.
Call the police. What?
But like, they also saw him. They saw him.
Yeah.
The cops saw him and everything, but he's not on any wanted list, nothing.
Right.
Then we meet
Brie. But weren't they all cleared of everything at one point? Because they were wanted, like, I don't know, 5 out of the 10 movies they were wanted.
They got cleared.
Yeah. So they got to know who these guys are and that they're good. They're part of the agency.
I don't know.
So stupid. Like, one phone call from the agency, they're with us.
Well, but now we know who's kind of running the agency, so it kind of makes sense, even though it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So then we meet Brie Larson, who plays Kurt Russell's daughter.
Yeah.
I guess he couldn't make this movie, so they got her.
No.
Or they just wanted to add another woman to the mix. Sure. But like, okay, they made her way cooler than Marvel ever could with Captain Marvel.
Yes. I agree.
Like, no one likes her in Captain Marvel. She's annoying, like... And then in this, she's a badass.
Yeah. It's almost like you can make a woman be awesome if you're not lecturing the crowd with a finger wagging like, women are better.
Yeah, they didn't do that here. They just made her a badass character.
If you just
character.
Make them badass, right. It's almost like we want to watch them.
I'm Kurt
Imagine
Russell's
that.
Daughter. Of course I have to be awesome.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
And then we meet Alan
Richmond.
Richmond, whatever. Yeah. He plays...
just call him Reacher.
He's Reacher. We're going to call him Reacher.
Just call him Reacher. Yeah.
He's like
I love this actor. He's like 6'4", 6'5". He's built like a brick shit house.
He looks like Pat McAfee on steroids.
He's great.
That's a good one.
and I love his acting. Already on steroids.
I know you guys didn't like the Reacher show. I loved it. I love his acting.
So Reacher recaps the first 9 movies. Yeah. I love that. We're watching clips of the movies.
Yeah. I was in their
We're
layer.
Watching like Dominic and Brian meet and have a street race. What the fuck?
How was
Who
that?
Who was filming with HD cameras back then? Did all those people that live in the streets have iPhones in 2001?
They're making this agency like they're like we're everywhere.
Yeah, it was like when Loki in Loki when Loki's watching his movies.
Right.
So funny.
Right.
And then also Brie Larson defending Dom's family was hilarious because Reacher's like, these guys are out of control. They're telling me, he's like, this family has put their lives on the line to protect us, to keep our hands clean. It's just like the whole Batman discussion. Like, they're vigilantes. No, they're great.
Yeah.
And then we have Helen Mirren's cameo, which I feel was very unnecessary.
I mean,
she was just there to be like, oh, Dom.
And that's it, right?
The world's burning and the building's going to crash on you.
And she never came back, right?
She never came back.
Gosh. Well, it set up something later.
Kind of. And then we even have Reacher saying like, well, if we can't find Dom, find his family.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Go murder his son?
Yes.
Yes.
So Dom's bright idea was to have Brian's wife watch his son, who quotes Dom's winning is winning from the first movie when he beats her in the fucking video game, the racing video game.
Yeah.
He's like, what? It's an inch or a mile. Winning's winning. She's like, oh, where have I heard that one before?
By the way, she has a kid.
Yes.
Where's that kid?
I told you, he died with Brian.
Yeah, I think so. And then also, again, they're in this house with no supervision.
No.
No armed guards. Like, they're staying in their address.
Right.
Like later, we find out they have a safe house. Go now.
Right.
Go now.
And it's in Portugal. Dom leaves because he found out that the team, there's a guy wanting to kill everybody. And he leaves because he found that it was a setup and leaves his son with his sister in a house.
She's the only one of them that's not a superhero. Big mistake.
Right. Well, until the agency shows up and then she whoops all their ass like
Well, thankfully his brother's a superhero.
Yeah.
And his name is John Cena!
Super slam!
I fucking popped so hard.
Well, I loved when you saw a guy fly across a room and hit the wall.
Yeah, and you're like, Hulk.
Cena. Yeah. It's the Hulk. Yeah.
But yeah, he fucking AAs one guy through the whole house. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Then
through the whole house. Yeah, and I didn't know it was a 4-story house until he did that.
No.
I was like, how many floors are in this thing?
Just kept on going down.
Yeah.
Then Brie Larson shows up to a bar and beats up a few guys to show that she's a badass.
Right.
She stole God's eye from Reacher.
Yeah.
She tells Dom tells her, break Liddy out of prison. And she's like, that's impossible. And he's like, it's impossible when you have family. And then he gives her his fucking cross, and she's like, got it. That makes sense.
Yeah, wait, what? Yeah, like, what did it make it unimpossible?
And then Tyrese, Ludacris, Han, and Ramsey go to London by way of shipping container, which is full of cologne. That was such a random thing, too.
Yeah.
We're just like, where did they find the shipping container?
Right.
It just was just fucking weird.
It was weird.
They're like, oh, Tyrese, you again, you fucking idiot. And he's
joke on Tyrese.
Hey, how do we get this group over here when they're all wanted and about to die?
Yeah.
Shipping container.
By the way, John Cena in Fast 9, he wanted to kill Dom. And granted, by the end, they settled everything. He became part of the family again. But now in 10, he's a complete goofball.
Yeah.
And that was one of the mistakes they made in 9 was Cena was no fun in 9.
Right.
He was just always, just always angry.
Angry Cena.
Didn't even have any good lines. In this one, he's a goofball with the son, and they go on a road trip.
Wasn't he mad because he thought his brother killed his dad, but then he killed his dad or something like that?
No, none of them killed. I fucking forget, honestly.
Oh, yeah. The other dude killed them.
Yeah.
Killed the dad, the racer.
Also, Brie has Letty fake attack her to try to break her out. But why did Brie stab Letty?
So I guess it could get her injured,
to get her in that thing.
Yeah. To get her in the...
So she stabs her and then acts like Letty's choking her.
Yeah. Not only this, can we talk about how this prison is apparently like a supervillain prison?
Yeah.
It looked like what was it? The Rock in... The one in...
Hobbs and Shaw.
No, the one in Marvel where it come up from underneath the... underneath the water. What was that
called? Yeah, in Civil War.
Yeah, in Civil War, like that big prison out in the middle of nowhere. Right. I don't know. It just felt like a really weird prison for a lady.
Mm-hmm.
A random lady.
It's an all women prison apparently.
Well, it was also from the future because like they Wolverined her injury closed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. How do you fix an open wound? Lasers.
Yeah.
So Dom goes to Rio where it's all tits and ass. It's all TNA.
Yep.
It's just like the opening shot is just like ass, tits, ass, twerking, ass in your face.
And you're like, oh, right. That's what this used to be.
Yeah.
Only.
It's like, oh, I forgot my 3D glasses.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's like, oh, shit.
I
can almost lick it.
I was a little bit confused.
In the 40X, you taste ass.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
They fart in your face.
You get pink eye?
They do. In the 40X, they do the smell-o-vision. They do the water. They do everything.
Oh, my God.
No, okay. So this bad guy is supposedly chasing Dom, right?
Yes.
And his solution is to go racing?
Yeah, again, he's the Joker. He could have killed Dom so many times.
Yeah.
So many fucking times.
Right.
So yeah, Dom's dead baby mama's sister, we find out later. She's the one that can control rats in the Suicide Squad movie.
Shit. She's Rat Girl.
Wait, so why did Dom...
Turns out when you just put some, you know, little clothes on her, she looks...
Wow, okay.
And why did Dom go to Rio?
Because that's where...
That's where
Dante is from.
Oh, okay. So just hoping he'd run into him in a country.
Yeah.
Even though they ran into each other in other countries.
There was no Brie Larson told him that Dante was in Rio.
Okay.
Rio.
That's right.
So yeah, where are we? Then Jason Momoa offers $1 million to anyone who'd beat him in a race, and he's like, "Oh, my father was a horrible man, very bad daddy. But I kinda liked him." So everyone pulls out their guns. We have a Mexican standoff with like 100 people.
Well, because racist, it's a Brazilian standoff.
First, you're like, why isn't Vin Diesel just completely beating his ass?
Yeah.
And then right before he might, then all these guns come out. Yeah.
So Dante says we can all kill each other or we can race. Those are the only options.
Right.
The only two options. And then they decide to race, of course. And I love when Jason Momoa showed Dom his painted nails and the car. And he was like, yes, the carpet matches the drapes.
Fucking amazing.
Fucking love that. And then also Dante put bombs under Dom's friends' cars and makes him choose which one to save. He blows up that one guy and Dante fake cries for him. He's like, oh no, mi corazón. Oh.
Yeah.
Who's going to die in this movie? The dude or the hot chick? Let's guess.
Yeah.
Well, who's Dom going to save in the movie? The dude or the hot chick?
Yeah.
It family should be the dude, right? But then it's the hot chick.
And pussy. Family and pussy.
So Dom saves the girl, of course. And he does it by crashing into her car, which sends her airborne.
Yeah.
And then, like, another car hits the bomb
The bomb gets loose, like, just gets thrown off.
It gets knocked off.
So Vin knew how bombs work.
Right. Thank God Vin Diesel knew where the bomb was, right?
Oh, no, yeah.
And the bomb wasn't in the engine or something like that?
No, precise
location.
It was
just on the bottom of the car.
Yes. Thank God for that.
And she survived a horrible wreck.
Which, again,
horrible.
We got to save him by crashing into him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the solution to everything.
It is.
Then this might be the best scene of the movie, where Jason Momoa is painting... these dead guys' nails.
Oh, my God.
And having a conversation with them.
This is the Joker scene.
That's full-on Joker.
Those were the two nerds that he stole from Charlize Theron, and then they were helping him with the drones and everything.
And then I guess he just killed them?
Yeah.
Just because fuck it?
Sure.
He was like, all right, someone's going to bury you guys later, so it'll be great. Then we go back to Ludacris and the B-team.
Yeah.
And Ludacris is just on the computer, and he's just like, we've been hacked.
Yeah.
All of our money's gone.
It's all gone. And remember, Ramsey's like the number... This is from a couple movies ago. The number one hacker in the world.
She created God's Eye.
She created it.
She created God's Eye.
Right. God's Eye does anything and everything. Anything from opening up your house, you know, because it got
Amazon.
She's
the greatest hacker. Ludacris, second greatest hacker of all time. And they got hacked.
Yeah.
And he now taught the Joker, her a thing or two. Now the Joker, greatest hacker of all time.
You'd think if you're a great hacker, you'd have security.
Right.
But sorry, guys. Maybe I can fix your credit report after all this.
Yeah. Jesus. Ludacris had like a Windows 97 computer and everything got hacked.
I don't like how easily they just bypass stuff like that. Like if someone hacked into my account right now and took all my money, I would call Chase and they'd be like, yeah, that was obviously a thief. It's FDIC secured.
Yeah.
Here's it all back immediately. You know what I mean?
But if Ludacris...
He's just like, I guess our money's gone. We're broke now.
If Ludacris calls, you're going to go, fuck you, terrorist.
Yeah.
So thankfully, Tyrese straps his money to his body.
Yeah, what?
He kept a few hundred grand on him.
Yeah. Like, literally on him.
Yeah. Even like when you go to the airport, they're like, yeah, checks out.
Checks out, yeah, money.
He goes to
smart.
He goes to the machine that scans your whole body, and they just see hundreds of thousands of dollars money attached to him. They're like, that's fine.
That's fine.
Is it his? I don't know.
He just probably tipped them or something. Right. Yeah. So the B team goes to the black market hacker computer store where everything is run on AOL. We even hear like a You Got Mail.
Yeah.
And it's run by Pete Davidson.
There he is.
So I have a little cameo from him. Yeah. Han eats some of his fun muffins and gets high, which leads to nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. I thought it was going to lead to Han fucking up later. But no, he just gets high and the muffin goes weird. That's it. He's just like, whoa. That's it.
It was very strange.
It was a 30-second high.
That's it.
And then he's back to normal.
He was so pointless.
That's how getting high works, kids. 30 seconds and you're fine.
Honestly, this whole scene's kind of pointless.
The whole scene's pointless.
Yeah. Well, no, the whole scene was just so we could see Pete Davidson get beat up. That was it.
Really?
Everyone hates Pete Davidson.
He should have been eating Taco Bell. Just be like,
oh, there you go.
But yeah, Ludacris and Tyrese fight over the store and they break dozens of dollars worth of stuff. And Pete Davidson rats them out for the reward money and Ramsey punches them and... And then Tyrese blows coke in his face?
Yeah, it had to be coke. Anyone else?
What
coke?
The fuck was that?
Yeah, sugar? Pocket sand?
I don't know. I don't know.
He turned one of the $100 bills into cocaine? I don't know. What the fuck was that?
And he's a magician now?
Ghetto magician is what Pete Davidson said.
I don't know what's happening.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Back to Letty. She wakes up to the robot fixing her wound with lasers.
Yeah.
And Charlize is laying next to her. You know, good morning, gorgeous, or whatever she said.
Yeah.
Good morning, sunshine. Sorry. And somehow Charlize presses a few buttons. Beep, boop, boop. And then fucking sleeping gas turns on in this room and puts everyone to sleep.
Listen, I'm all for her being a super genius that can control, things with, she can type things.
Right.
But she can't even see the keyboard.
No.
She can't even see it. She's just fiddling around.
I mean, it's like, is this your prison?
Right.
Did you design this prison?
What is even happening? Like, why is she there?
Like, she didn't even have a device to hack into anything. She just went beep, boop, boop, and then they all die.
She found the computer's G-spot. That's what it was.
That's it. So Letty attacks her. They have a pretty good fight.
Yeah.
We'll come back to them later. Meanwhile, Dom's baby mama's sister wakes up in her fucking apartment, and Dom's like, good morning. She's like, did we?
You hear the zipper go. Zzz.
Yeah. She's like, did we? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I fucked you while you were asleep. Yes. Absolutely.
It's what I do.
And she's like, oh, that's so great. Everyone knows, such a great guy.
Everyone knows when your wife's in jail, you can do whatever you want.
You're 20, I'm 60, average is 40. It's fine.
So then Reacher finds Dom, but the locals stall him just to get their asses kicked. And stalled Reacher for 30 seconds. And he's like, fuck. I guess he's lost. Yeah. I lost his trail.
Right.
And then Cena brings the kid to the airport with the giant canoe. And the flight attendant gives him 3 tiny bottles of Smirnoff and a key. All right, let's remember that. 3 tiny bottles of Smirnoff.
Oh, boy.
Then Cena beats up some agency guys that are on the plane that were just there waiting for him.
With one punch.
With one punch. 3 guys, one punch. No one in the plane heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
We in the theater heard whoosh.
Yeah.
The people on the plane heard nothing. They're all...
It's very loud on a plane.
It's loud on a plane.
Headphones are on.
And the canoe that Cena brought was really a fucking plane.
It's like a spaceship.
It was a spaceship.
He brought a spaceship. Oh, I'd have my spaceship on me.
So somehow he got a spaceship through security.
Look, it was
hold on.
It was the bat plane from Batman 80.
You're right. What is his canoe spaceship getting through? How is it getting through security?
The spaceship got through the metal detector. And also, he's like, well, of course I don't have fuel. I can't bring fuel on a plane, but you could bring a spaceship,
but you can
a
bring
fucking
a spaceship.
Jet.
Yeah.
And you don't have fuel. And he's like, no, we got fuel. 3 little bottles of Smirnoff Ice. We'll make this plane fly and fly really fucking well.
Really good.
It would have been smarter with little B. He went over and got some wine.
And he's like, no, we can't use that. We need the little tiny bottles.
Well, why couldn't you have gotten gasoline on the plane when you can bring more than 3 ounces of liquid if it's checked?
Yeah.
Clearly, he checked his spaceship.
Not only that, so 12 ounces is going to get you where you need to go?
Yeah.
Smirnoff.
I don't even think it was like gas. I think it was literally just alcohol that powered his his that's futuristic it. Spaceship.
Where we're that's going, the best we thing don't do. Need roads. Yeah. We got Smirnoff.
We don't need fuel. We don't need gasoline.
Not only that, so this is a passenger plane, right? But apparently it launches bombs as well?
It's a commercial airline.
But that can launch bombs?
Bombs?
Because when it opened the bay, it looked like it was...
Yeah, right. It was like a missile. It's a fucking missile.
That was it was the same plane that they used for the Enola Gay for... for fucking Hiroshima.
Right.
Yeah, what the hell is that about? Right. So then we go back to the B team. They visit Jason Statham, but Han's like, I have to talk to him alone. It's like, why?
Because he tried to kill you.
If he only sees you, he's going to attack you. Yeah. If he sees the whole team, he probably won't. Like, they all had dinner a few movies ago.
Yeah.
So, of course, Statham thinks he's there to kill them, so they fight. But then the agency shows up, so they have to kill them instead. And then Statham saves Han and says, now we're even. It's like, all right, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the weirdest thing in the movie...
Oh, not the weirdest close. Thing in the... Wow, here we go.
Is when the punching bag opens and there's a naked guy inside of the punching bag. And he just gets out. He's only in tighty whities.
Yeah.
And his fucking tits are fucking flabbing around.
It was a little bit
strange. And he runs away. And even Tyrese is like, what the hell just happened? He was like, yeah. It has to make some sense to be funny.
I imagine Jason Statham was... torturing him, but I mean,
absolutely,
we should have seen a little bit of that. You know, he was just beating up the punching bag, but we don't know why.
It was fucking weird. It was very weird. It was so fucking weird.
Put some pants on, bro.
So then Dom visits the location he found for Dante, but Dante calls him on the phone, and Dom says, how could someone so rich choose a poor path? You got no honor, so you got no family. And if you got no family, you got nothing. That's bad.
And if you got nothing, you can't fuck.
Yeah.
You can't fuck your family.
Right.
And then Dante's like, look, you're a dick. I hate you. And you hang up first. Come on.
No, you hang up.
That was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then Reacher shows up and arrests Dom. Meanwhile, Letty crawls out of the prison, but it's in Antarctica. And in case you didn't know, Antarctica.
Yeah. So
taking up the entire fucking frame.
Where's the inception? Oh, wait.
No, it's like, she opens it up. She gets out of the prison, but it's Antarctica. We're in Antarctica.
Which makes, again, no sense. No one's even allowed in Antarctica for the most part.
Well, that's where Fast 8 was, right? Was in Antarctica?
Yeah.
That fight scene. Right.
Yeah. It wasn't Alaska. It was Antarctica.
I'm pretty sure.
With the submarine.
Of course, the submarine. They had that same submarine scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Charlize gives Letty a jacket. We'll come back to them. Ramsey shows Statham that the agency is after his mom. So he packs his bags of weapons and leaves to go dig some graves. But we don't see him again.
Right. So that was the only reason of Helen Mirren, apparently.
We don't see him again?
No.
That was it.
He's not with them later.
He
took his car. Right. What would the license plate say? Something stupid. Gravedigger or some shit?
No, it was revenge. No, road rage.
Road rage.
Road rage.
Yeah. Road rage. Road rage.
Reacher berates Dom, but their truck gets hit with a missile. Again, knowing what we know, he should have known this was happening.
Yeah.
Then Dante's men have a shootout with the agency. Again, not necessary. At that point, what we know... Dom should have been dead right there.
Just shoot. They all should have just shot Dom.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That made no sense.
Because after what happens later.
Reacher even tells Dom, hey, Dom, I'm listening now. And tosses him a gun.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Help me kill my best friend's guys.
Right. Especially with what happens later. He just could have killed the motherfucker.
And he right does.
There. Dom should have been dead 20 times
what
in this movie.
What the fuck? And I didn't even think about that until now.
He kills half of their men.
That's crazy. Wait, no. So is Reacher the only person that turned, or was it the whole entire agency?
Well, Reacher runs all those guys, but...
Right, so yeah, so none of this makes sense.
You have to assume it's just Reacher, though.
God damn.
You have to.
Right.
So
Dom lifts a car with one arm. In Fast 7, he needed two arms. In Fast 7, he needed two arms just to lift it a few couple feet off the ground. In this one, one arm. And then the fucking car drives into a guy.
Well, come on. You have children, right? If your children's in danger, you got that extra adrenaline, right?
Yes. Sure. You hear those
And that's
stories.
Where Dante
in
has...
In the movie.
Dante has the baby mama's sister, and he's like, that car stunt was awesome, right? And then he uses her head to be like, it was so cool!
Yeah.
That was like, might be the greatest thing he did.
Oh, man.
Fucking awesome. Then Brie Larson shows up for the save. They have Dante. She has Dante in her sights. Yeah. She could just shoot him.
Right.
He's done horrible things. But Vin Diesel tackles Jason Momoa.
She did the same thing in Endgame.
That's true.
She had Thanos and she just stared at him. Oh, I should punch you hard. And then it gives him time to grab the
power
stone.
She also had the Infinity
her.
Gauntlet and could have just put it on.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't kill you. You're a Superman, basically.
Fuck you, Brie Larson.
Dom is punching Dante over and over, just like in The Dark Knight, and Dante's laughing at him.
Yes!
Just like Heath Ledger.
Joker.
I went over and I was like, you have nothing.
Nothing to threaten me with. And Dante loses a tooth and throws it at him. He's like, you butthole! Lost a tooth? And then a sniper shoots Bree and Reacher. And then they have it on the sister. And he does a countdown. He lets Dominic save her, I guess.
For well, he's the Joker. He's dicking around with
him. Why do they have to shoot Reacher then?
Maybe they fake shot him.
Okay.
I'm with you, Joe. It didn't make sense.
What if they missed and hit him in the head?
Right. Right.
What if you shot me in the face?
Yeah.
What if he shot you in the face?
Fucking anywhere. Shot him in the arm on accident. It's windy. Yeah. He's in a goddamn helicopter.
Right. Exactly.
It's all part of the plan.
Yeah.
Dante steals.
Oh, no, I see what it is. Jason Momoa, he's not a schemer.
No.
He's not a schemer.
Sure you're not. She's the biggest schemer in the world.
Yeah.
Sure you're not. Yeah. Oh, my God. But when I say that one, little Dom will die. Well, then everyone loses their minds.
Everyone loses their mind. Yeah.
Dante steals the God's Eye from Bree. He even, like, fingers her wound a little bit. That was nice. Then Bree gives Dom the cross. That's great. Then Dom picks up Bree. He's like, I'm gonna get you to hospital. He picks up Bree, and the camera shot is like underneath him to make Dom look amazing and tall and everything. At that point, I really thought he was gonna fly away.
Yeah,
I thought he was just gonna fly her to a hospital and be like, take care of her.
Goddamn,
like,
Iron Man.
Take care of her? Why don't you just heal her? Aren't you Jesus?
You might as well.
Oh, man.
So then we go back to Cena and the kid. They get to the safe house. And the agency is right there.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately. So the whole plan of getting the fucking plane with the canoe that's a plane. Fuck it. It didn't matter at all.
Yeah.
You didn't need that.
Right.
So then Cena and the kid get in John Cena's twisted metal car.
Yeah.
Is the best way I could explain it.
Something like that.
Fucking badass car. Where the 10-year-old child, pushes the button that blows up many men.
Yes.
This 10-year-old has already murdered people.
He's fucking like, committed murder.
He's like, you got this? Murder? And the kid's like, I got this.
He's like, this murder. Is just like video games.
Hey, are you ready to murder some people?
Yeah.
Fucking A, right, I am.
What a goddamn terrible uncle, right?
Oh, they're all bad. It's a horrible family.
So then Dom shows up with Reacher, and Reacher's like, I can't land the plane. What's anything about landing? I am Groot. And then he drops out of the plane with his car and then lands on two other cars that explode.
Yeah.
As soon as he lands on them.
Right.
Oh, it's fucking great. And then Cena's missiles got jammed on the car.
Yeah.
So the kid punches it. The 10-year-old punches the missiles.
He crawls. It's like a Jeep, kind of.
Yes.
He crawls like out of the seat to the back of the Jeep, and he's going, what, 150, we have to assume?
Of course.
And like he's just out there like punching the missiles. Okay, Uncle, whatever, go. Go, Uncle Jacob.
And Jacob says, be careful.
Be careful.
Huh? By the way, Cena's character Jacob is spelled with a K instead of a C.
That's
Jacob.
That's about right.
Yeah. So Dante then pulls the kid into his car.
Just drives past and grabs him.
Drives up, grabs him.
Go Gadget Arms?
Yes. And he's like, do you like to party? I like to party.
Yeah.
And then Cena's fuel line was shot. So Cena's first thing is to kill himself.
Yeah.
He's like, my fuel line shot. I don't know. I got to kill these four random cars that you could kill very easily.
Right. Very easily.
He's got these tank missiles, and he's like, instead of shooting them, yeah, I'll launch myself in the air and squash them.
Yeah, and blow all of us up in the process.
Yeah.
And Dom thinks he's dead. He's the only one that thinks he's really dead.
Right.
No, because we know no one dies in this universe.
Thankfully, these are Marvel movies, so nobody dies.
That's right.
Well, I'll say later why we know he's not dead. Go ahead.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then I did love Jason Momoa's line telling the kid, looks like Uncle Muscles won't be coming to the next barbecue, right? No, I mean, it's very horrible.
It's very horrible.
Then we have the scene from the trailer, which got me so excited to see this movie, where the two helicopters grapple Dom's car. Again, they could just, they could grapple and then just shoot him. He's dead. But no, their whole plan was to grapple the car. But Dom's car is too powerful.
Yeah.
And all we need is a little nitrous.
That's it.
And the copters crash into each other.
Sure.
Not only this, so the helicopters pick them up by the rear reels. So is this a front-wheel drive car? Like, naturally, how is it able to pull it back down? I don't understand.
You don't understand this car?
This guy. It's an all-wheel
drive. I'm trying
to
get some goddamn logic here.
Yeah.
So then Vin Diesel talks to his son on the walkie-talkie in Dante's car, and he's like, you gotta believe, son. Just feel it. Feel the car. And then fly out of the car and fly into my car.
Yeah.
Right.
And thankfully he can, because the son of Superman is Superboy.
Right.
And Superboy can fly.
He literally flies. From one car to the next, going 150 miles
like
an hour.
Like, Vin Diesel didn't even have to grab his arm and pull him in. The sun cleared
him. Yeah.
The sun flew into the car.
He's going to be a goddamn good long jumper. But no, like, what were they practicing earlier in the movie? Because that, he's like, feel the car. You'll know when to jump.
Exactly.
Hey, son, you know how we practice driving a car? We'll now jump out of the car.
And can we talk? I mean, we haven't really talked about the elephant in the room.
That's true.
It was a blonde lady who he knocked up.
Yeah.
He's Italian. I mean, Toretto. Why did they make the kid ethnic?
He's Puerto Rican, right?
Toretto? It's Italian.
Very dark. I know.
He's supposed to be Hispanic in the movie.
I'll be honest.
No, Toretto is Italian.
For most of this movie, I thought it was Letty's baby.
But he's always speaking.
Right.
Well, that's true. Yeah, okay, fine.
Anyway, Italian, Hispanic, whichever. Why did they make the kid ethnic? He's like African American or something. I gotcha. Like, I don't understand
that. The kid's black.
He's black.
The kid is 100% black.
So how did that happen?
Yes, it's very confusing.
Maybe it's not his son.
Thor's wife played the baby mama. She's a blonde lady. She's a white blonde lady. I didn't understand.
So maybe
that.
He's not. You're not the father.
You are
Dominic Toretto.
Shit.
You are not.
It's actually
the
Tyrese's baby.
Well, I think it's going to come out in the whole time. Like in about 10 years, he's going to be the main villain. Be like, ha ha, I'm going to kill you, dad, as he holds up quotations.
Right.
It's not his son. It's so weird that they did
I've actually never been part of the family.
Yeah. They showed like clips of him holding the baby from other movies.
Yeah.
The baby's as white as a ghost. Like, what changed?
I guess it's been like 9 years since Fast 8. Fast 8, it was a newborn baby.
Newborn baby.
And how old is he supposed to be? Like 10 here, right? I don't know.
Something like that.
So then Dom gets blocked by two 18-wheelers on a dam. The B team shows up on their plane. Here they are, come over the same. Oh, it's a trap. And they're hit by a rocket launcher fired by Reacher.
Holy shit.
He was evil the whole time.
Which would have been helpful earlier in the movie where he could have killed Dominic
a
couple times.
So many times. There was a time, I mean, after the scene where they're on the fucking freeway, and after like Jason Momoa leaves, it's just Reacher and Dom, and Reacher has an AK-47 and Dom doesn't. He could have just was like, all right, let's go, Dom. Just shoot him right there.
Not only that, they're in the plane together. Instead of dropping him off on the land, let's drop him off in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, can you grab that? Fuck? Can you grab that instruction manual for me real quick? Bam.
Bam, back of the
head. Hey, Dom, look at the cars, Dom. Just look at the cars. So I guess Reacher's like the Joker. He's like, yeah, let's have some fun. Fuck it.
Yeah. And then we see the Reacher backstory then, right?
Yeah, it was like a Saw-like twist. Yeah. By the way, they do show him in the original scene from the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
I looked for him this time, knowing what I knew now.
Oh, what do you mean?
You know when they show the Fast Five?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Recap? Yeah, but just his head, right?
They show the back of his head yeah. with his blonde hair and yeah. everything.
But you don't know who he is. And then later on when they do the twist
yeah.
and the reveal, it's they're like, him. Oh, shit. It was him all along.
He was in on it all along. Wow. They did this whole plan. 10 years in the making, just to like fuck with Dom a little bit, not kill him, but like just to fuck with him a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. Wait. Okay. Hold on. So I mean, like, when he was with Captain Marvel earlier in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't he do?
None of it makes any sense.
None of it makes sense.
Reacher killed his whole team for dramatic effect.
It's gonna get more confusing. So
right, he killed his whole team just to fuck with.
Remember that original scene God is 10 years ago.
Yes.
10.
10 years.
10 years. Wait a minute.
And it's Fast 10.
If 10 years ago was Fast 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, the math doesn't work on that kid. But like, yeah, like they've been partners for 10 years. It just, yeah, none of this, it just doesn't make sense.
So
you have a little bit of a plot.
Dante.
You got to try, right?
Right.
Dante says.
Some continuity, goddammit.
I took your money. I took your freedom. And now I'm going to take your family. But you made one mistake.
Yeah.
You never took my car.
Yeah, it's like the one thing you got to take from Dom. It's his superpower. His car.
So as soon as we saw that he was on a damn mic, like, of course we know what the fuck's going to happen.
Right.
So Dom drives off the dam as the trucks crash into each other and they blow up. And Dom is driving down the dam. Now, the fire from the explosion has gotten to their car.
Yeah.
And Dom's like, fuck, I got to outrace the fire. How do I do that? Let me turn on the nitrous.
Yeah.
Car explodes.
How does the car not explode?
Exploded immediately right there. Fire on top of fire, nitrous,
yeah.
explosions, you're all dead.
Not only that, the goddamn wheels were on fire.
Yeah.
Super fire.
It's super fire is what nitrous is. They even shown the combustion in the inside of the car.
Right.
What is combustion? It's explosions. And he's fine.
I've got my kid in the seat. I've got to do this.
Yeah.
They're fine. They crash into the water, but like safely crash. Not even like a yeah, it's bad like a crash.
Soft. Yeah.
They get to the surface. And then Dante blows up the dam.
Yeah.
But we don't see it yet.
Well, it shows all the little ding, ding,
it starts
ding,
blowing
ding,
up,
ding,
but we don't see the aftermath yet, right?
Yeah.
Right, hold on. Okay, so Dante is on top of the dam.
Yeah.
And he says something, and then Vin Diesel turns around.
Yeah. It's like he, yeah, like they're talking. They saw their walkie-talkies.
No, but he lost it in the river.
Is this Marvel where they all have an earpiece that we can't see and they're all communicating?
Pretty
every
much.
Single
every
superhero
time.
Is all communicating.
It's a chip in the brain.
Yeah.
So then we go back to Antarctica and Charlize's submarine shows up and it's piloted by Gal Gadot. She's back.
Busta nut. Listen,
yes.
Listen, wow. This makes the least sense
I
of anything in the movie.
I fucking told you she was coming back.
Yeah, of course. I didn't know we were betting this. I would have went all in on this.
We needed a goddamn scorecard. That's
everyone,
what we needed.
We did.
And she's such a big star
Who
now.
Dies? No one. No one dies in the whole movie. What's, I got no one dying.
So I looked it up. So Han said I had to fake my death and Mr. Nobody helped me do it because I didn't want to die or whatever. That was his. Yeah. Okay, fine. All right, she disappeared. What is her deal? Like,
no
what?
Idea. Like, she died in Fast 6. Fast 6.
Was it 6?
Yes.
Okay. Thought it was like 4.
She died in 6 on the airplane runway.
Yeah.
Catch me up. I don't remember. What happened?
Something blows up and she was
yeah,
there.
She died. She okay. blew up.
Yeah. She blew up.
I mean, that's true.
She
like,
just wanted vacation, I guess.
So that's where the movie ends. So basically, they pulled there. An Infinity War.
Yeah.
Because you think John Cena is... You're supposed to think John Cena is dead. You're supposed to think Tyrese, Ludacris, Ramsey,
yeah, their plane
Han.
Went down. Right.
Their plane exploded. Their plane crashed and there was an explosion.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll find out that they all fucking parachuted out or some
no,
shit.
No, they flew away.
They clearly. Flew away.
So yeah, but Vin Diesel and his son are at the bottom of the dam as it explodes.
Right.
You can't run away
but
from
it's,
water.
It's, well, I could drive away from water.
Where's the car?
He'll lift it out of the fucking water.
He'll Yoda it out of the water.
I know. This time he doesn't have a car.
No, that'd be great. They swim back to the car.
And get it?
Yeah. And get in it.
And it's a yeah, submarine.
It. It's probably... How fast is that submarine?
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's true. So yeah, they pulled an Infinity War. You think half the team is dead.
Yeah.
Dante did the snap.
He did the snap, and then he's got to snap him back. Fucking great. Then finally... We have the mid-credits scene.
Oh!
And for months, we've been talking about this fucking movie coming out. There's, I'm saying The Rock's gotta come back. Vin Diesel posted this fucking thing on his Instagram trying to squash his beef with The Rock like, it's your destiny. I mean, you can go read it. It's fucking amazing. It's the most douchey thing ever. But he's like, Dwayne, this is your destiny. And you were destined to play Hobbs. And no one else could play Hobbs.
And The Rock even came out like, look, this is inappropriate. He's like bringing his kids into this. What a fucking swerve.
And I all said it was a fucking work.
When was all that?
Oh my God.
Like 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
No, it was even when they were filming.
Year.
Yeah.
This was like a year.
It was like a year ago.
A year and a half ago.
They weren't finished filming or anything.
He was like publicly begging the Rock to come back.
Maybe he's deleted since, but it was on there.
Oh, this is amazing.
We fucking loved it. We read it on the show. We read the whole thing word for word. The Rock was like, yeah, no.
My children still call you Uncle Dwayne.
Oh, that's right. He said that.
What a swerve. Yes.
So mid-credits.
Vin Diesel has children?
So good.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mid-credits, we see a SWAT team go to one of Dante's locations, but there's a phone call from Dante. And again, it's another like Saw-like thing where he's like, you know, Dom drove the car, but you pulled the trigger. And then we see the fucking boots and the gun. Choo, choo, choo. Yeah. And now I'm going to make you suffer. The devil's coming for you. The Rock takes off his mask. We finally see his face. And he says, well, I ain't hard to find. You some bitch.
And he crushes the phone.
Crushes the iPhone with his hand. I'm trying to right now. Yes. And I'm in pain.
Impossible. Yes.
Impossible unless you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. That's true.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, we have to have John Cena versus The Rock 3 in the next movie.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, they've never been on film together.
Yeah.
And now it's finally going to happen.
Right.
Holy shit. They have to AA and rock bottom each other. That's right. That's a given.
But why would they fight when they're all on the same team?
They have to.
It'll be Hobbs and Jacob, I'm just kidding. I guess.
I think John Cena will have amnesia. And he'll fight with Dante. Like, I don't know who I am.
Yeah, it's not been the first time.
Hey, you know what? You seem cool.
They've done it before. Letty had amnesia.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
When this next movie comes out, we all need to take the week off. Like,
just to process everything.
Go from 1 to 10. Yes. You know, watch all
of them.
All right. So I have a trivia or a weird fact.
November 7th, 2021 is when Vin Diesel did the Instagram.
About the Rock. So a year and a half ago.
Wow. Hey, don't scroll anymore just in case you didn't see it yet.
Okay.
So I want you to all have a number in your head.
Yeah.
Because I want to go around the room, but preset a number. How many times did they say the word family?
I saw this one. You already saw it? Yeah.
All right, Josh is out.
I'm out.
In this one alone.
Aaron, don't say it yet, but just think of a number. Tell me when you have your number.
At least 50.
That's not a number. I don't want a
specific
minimum.
Specific number.
51.
51, Andrew.
51. I'm going to say like 27.
One of you is all over it. 56.
Holy shit.
56.
21 is way low.
I was guessing way high.
What did he say?
He said 51.
I said 51. I was guessing way high.
No.
Wow.
56 times.
Jeez.
I wonder which movie has the most families in it.
Right. That's a good question.
Might be this one.
Has to be this one. That's all they do. It's like part of their thing now.
I know. My God.
I got a little bit of trivia as well. Yeah. So we joke that this is a Marvel movie, right?
Yeah.
How many superheroes are in this movie?
Actors.
Hold on.
Brie Larson.
Charlize Theron is some kind of a... She was in the post-credit scene. Oh, but she was also in the Will Smith movie superheroes.
She was in the post-credit scene for Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Does that count, Josh?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Brie Larson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vin Diesel, I Am Groot.
So that's four.
Yeah, The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
So that's five.
Black Adam. John Cena.
Six.
Peacemaker.
John Cena. The Rat Girl, seven.
Seven.
Rat Girl.
Who else is in this fucking movie? Ludacris? No, I'm just kidding.
He should be. Jason Statham? I don't think he was.
No, Momoa. Jason Momoa.
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 Eight. Yeah.
Eight.
How many more?
Two more.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kurt Russell?
He wasn't in it.
He doesn't count.
I didn't count him.
All right, sorry.
Gosh.
Oh, fucking Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot.
I said her.
Oh, shit. I didn't count her either. Okay. Oh. So, yeah, Wonder Woman.
Oh, you did.
So, there's still two more.
That's right.
Still two more.
This is your count, Josh?
Yes, I looked on IMDb.
Okay.
Was Michelle Rodriguez ever?
No.
No.
Okay, so y'all guys want them? One was a supervillain.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, who?
Helen Mirren.
What was she in?
Oh, God. The last Shazam movie. Yeah,
oh, yeah, fuck yeah. You. Does she have powers?
Yeah, yes. She did.
Okay,
yeah.
So next. Right.
The other one was Pete Davidson, Blackguard.
Suicide Squad.
So that's what, 11? Yeah. 11, this is a fucking superhero movie. For right. reals.
That's funny.
I mean, they all did have superpowers, yeah.
That's wow. funny.
That's great. All right, let's do fan questions and comments. Let me pull this up real quick. God damn, I love this movie.
It was chaotic.
So in terms of rankings.
We didn't give our grades.
We do have to give our grades.
So as a fast movie, this is a 10 out of 10,
right? As a Fast and Furious movie. Well, I'm going to rate it by all the movies. And I think Fast 7 or Fury 7 is still my favorite.
Fury 7
is Jason Statham when he's the villain. Yeah, the Rock flexes his out of the cast.
Oh, yeah.
I think this might be my second favorite, though. It's either this or Fast 5, so I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10 for a Fast movie. As a movie, it's like a 3 out of 10, a 4 out of 10.
No, I think you have to give it a 5 just from the action scenes.
Yeah. I think a 6. A 6.5. I'm brushing up against a 7.
Yeah.
I'm going to see this movie again.
Rate it as a Fast and Furious movie.
As a Fast and Furious movie, I mean, it's a 10 out of 10, right?
Okay.
I mean, this is one of the best.
I say 9.5 just because I think Fury's better.
I give it a 9, yeah.
Yeah.
9?
9. 9 for a Fast movie or 9 for a movie?
No, 9 for Fast
movie. No, I think it was great. Hey, real quick. So how many times has Jason Statham, how many movies has he played Deckard Shaw?
4.
It's not 4.
Is it higher?
He's played this character?
Yeah.
Oh, he was... Okay, so hold on.
So how many movies?
He was in 6. He was in a post-credit scene.
Yep.
Then he was in 7.
Yep.
He was in 8. He was in Hobbs and Shaw, and he's in this, 5.
There's one more.
So he's in 9?
Oh, shit.
He was in 9.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I don't remember him in 9.
So he's been in all of them since 6?
He was a cameo.
I guess he had a little small moment in 9.
Yeah, I guess so. 6.
Before we get to fan questions, I did see this... this post on Twitter, and it got me thinking, and it was about the Fast 10 movie, and it was about when did the Fast and Furious movies jump the shark? Like what movie? 5. It was the bank robbery, right?
Yeah, but that
when
was
smashing things.
I
in
would
Brazil.
Say space. Aaron might think space.
No, but 5 was where Vin Diesel jumped off. There was 2 freeways going opposite ways, and Letty was like flying. She was gonna fall to her death. Vin Diesel jumped from the top of one car across freeways. He crashed into a car on purpose, jumped off the car, grabbed her in midair, and then fell onto another car.
Right.
That was the moment. That was Fast 5. We're like, holy shit, we have to see these movies now.
Yeah. He's a superhero.
5 was where it stopped being street racing shit and started being this.
Just insanity.
You guys say this is not a great acting film, but there are 4 Oscar winners in this film. Can you name them?
Oh, Helen Mirren.
Sorry, I'm throwing out trivia like crazy. Yes.
Vin Diesel, of course. No. I'm kidding.
There's 2 more obvious ones. The last one you might not get.
Oh, Kurt Russell, I guess.
He's not in the movie.
Okay. He's not in it.
You've got one. Think about more recent-ish.
Oscar winners.
Yeah. They're all women, by the way. I'll give you that. Maybe that made it too easy.
Did Brie Larson win?
Yeah.
Oh, she did for
The Room.
Room.
Yeah.
Did Gal Gadot win one?
No.
No. Who else?
Charlize.
For Monster.
Right.
The one you probably won't get, Rita Moreno.
Rita Moreno.
For West Side Story, I believe.
Wow.
In the 60s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, fan questions. Bobby the Mark Soydam, now that Gal Gadot is back, is there any true good guy that stayed dead? I mean, Brian isn't even dead.
He's dead. I think he's dead.
I think he comes back in the next one.
I think he's dead.
Right. We've heard the rumors that they're going to CGI him in.
Right, right. His brother just is a double or whatever. Then they CGI.
Did they CGI him in the last one where they were like,
"I think so"?
Look
right?
Who's here, and it was Brian. Right,
right.
Didn't they CGI him in for like 1 second?
That wasn't last
I think
film.
So.
No,
I think it was. 2
I think
films
they've done that though. Right,
so in 8.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was 8.
The way they've been de-aging guys lately.
No, but they bring everyone back.
Easily done.
Yeah.
Amraj watched the movie Plane a few days ago that stars Gerard Butler. Thought it was a really good movie, decent action, and something you don't have to pay too much attention to. As an action slash suspense movie, 7 out of 10. As a Gerard, this is because of my ratings now. Yeah. As a Gerard Butler movie, 3 out of 10. As a plane movie, 5 out of 10.
No, I agree. I did see that movie. As I agree. I thought that was a lot of fun. I would give that.
Is it Die Hard on a plane? Because I've done that like 10 times already.
It's not Die Hard.
Is it Get Off My Plane? No, they crash, right?
Yeah, they crash. I would give it a 7 out of 10. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. No, I agree.
Tim, what the fuck was the point of the white powder in the internet cafe?
We don't understand either. Yeah.
Chief Nakahomer. So I guess that explains why The Rock wasn't at WrestleMania this year and last year and the year before that. And so, yeah, because this scene that took 30 minutes to film, yeah, he couldn't make it.
Right.
Omar, I want to admit something. I've never seen a single Fast and Furious movie.
That's
and
impressive.
I feel good about it. But you know what movie I did watch this weekend? Dungeons and Dragons. I never played the game because obviously it's for dorks, but the movie itself was actually pretty entertaining. It's not as corny as most Marvel movies. P.S. The Transformers DVD collection's on sale at Best Buy right now if anyone's interested in catching up before Beast Wars. Wait, hold on, Omar. You said you're not a dork, but the Transformers DVD collection?
Yeah.
You're going to get that?
Yeah.
Come on now. We're all fucking dorks. We're wrestling fans. We're superhero fans. Right. Fast and Furious. I mean, come on now.
Michelle Rodriguez fans.
Plus, he watched Dungeons and Dragons. That's dirty dork. You're dork.
It's as dorky as it gets.
By the way, I just Optimus Prime was my favorite toy. The Transformers was my favorite cartoon. I still watch every Transformers movie. Sorry.
Oh goddamn. That means we're watching Beast Wars.
I am sorry for you.
Oh, fuck.
I saw the first one. I never saw any of them else.
I haven't seen Bumblebee.
But it looks like they're doing Unicron with this next one.
I know.
I'm really interested.
Me too.
Fucking dorks over here.
Fucking nerds.
I haven't seen a Transformers nerd alert in like 7 years, but...
Red shirt guy, when Chuck Norris tells a joke about Will Smith's wife, Will Smith slaps his wife.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great. That was from last week when we were reading Chuck Norris jokes.
Anita Dick in me. Hey, guys. Just wondering if you heard the new Mortal Kombat 1 game... and how supposedly Omni-Man, Peacemaker, and Homelander will be playable characters.
What?
Or he says no way. Is Peacekeeper what? Someone else, or did he get that wrong?
I think he meant
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker. He had to have.
I sure hope so.
I'm going to have to fucking get that game now.
Yeah, Jesus. Right. Okay, meet up at Andrew's house next week.
Yeah, no, Peacemaker, he meant to say.
Hey, what was Michael Rooker in this movie?
He was in it?
That's what it says.
Oh, buddy? Right. We said that he was going to be in it. Was he a voice maybe of something?
Did they cut him? It
they
says
had to have
buddy.
Cut him, unless he was in Fast Five.
Uncredited.
Hmm.
Maybe.
He had to have been cut. Unless he was a voice.
I don't know. Why would you even waste his amazing talent?
So Omni-Man, Peacemaker, and Homelander. Yeah, that's pretty awesome for Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
Amir, so Jacob, Tyrese, Luda, and Han are 100% not dead, right? All will be at family backyard sipping Coronas. And make sure the logo is in the shot, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
100%.
No one's dead.
100.
Michael Haar. Andrew, have you seen the trailer for Justified? Raylan is back, baby. Yes.
Yes, he fucking is.
Can't fucking wait.
Fucking people up.
And then PCJ. I've only watched the first Fast and Furious movie from 2001, back when Dom's crew was ripping off trucks with DVD players. Not even Blu-ray, but fucking Panasonic DVD players.
You got a lot of catching up, dude.
I could never get past the obvious comparisons to the classic Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze film, Point Break.
Point Break.
A good pick for a future classic review, by the
way. Not only that, like, you want to feel old? Watch Fast 1. Like, goddamn, that makes you feel old.
You want to see Joe flip out?
What?
I've never seen Point Break.
No, what? I'm not going to... Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aaron.
Holy shit.
You're probably on the young side for that movie. Yes, because... Yeah. But
I've seen that like 5 times.
We have to... Hold on. I have to watch Andrew watch that movie now that this podcast exists because it's about as ridiculous in some parts as like a Fast movie.
Sounds like I love it.
But the story, I always quote, I go, Brody, you're breaking your own rules. Like, it's so fucking good.
Joe, I'm so glad there's another old guy in the show with me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we got our next movie that we're going
to
watch.
Do it.
That's nice.
It's so good.
Guys,
there was a remake,
guys.
Right?
Guys.
There was a remake, I think.
Guys, next week's Little Mermaid. So it's going to take a few weeks before we can...
True.
I mean, to be honest, I think most of us are going to see that movie. Maybe, unfortunately, against our wills.
Yeah,
pretty much.
We might be seeing that movie.
Right. So that is all for fan questions.
Yeah.
Which means make sure you subscribe to our podcast everywhere you're viewing us. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. It's only $3 a month. You can cancel any time. We're currently reviewing Barry, season 4 of Barry.
Two episodes left?
Two episodes left.
Wow.
Yes, after that, we're going to do a bracket, best intro, TV intro of all time.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And then next week on here, we're going to review something. Maybe Point Break.
Point Break?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Point Break, Little Mermaid. Everything's on the table.
Probably not Little Mermaid.
Well, no, the Disney original, right? No?
I'd rather do the Disney original, yes. But
it might be great. We don't
we'll
know.
See you next week. Until then... say hi to your family.